Andy and
Gem.
Hello.
Look out. We're live right now.
Hello, thank you very much for joining us. If you're watching on Facebook or wherever you're listening now, can I just point out, if this is just an audio experience for you, you can't see our outfits. But one of us has turned up ready to work and have some fun, and one of us has turned up ready to go to maybe a funeral. I don't know.
What? What are you talking about? Look at me. I've actually dug a blazer out my cupboard this morning, and I made an effort. I thought, you know what? This is a job at the end of the day.
Yes.
I don't want to dress like I'm going to a kid's party. No offence. But, you know, what do you think? I'm watching on Facebook.
Where would you rather go? A kid's party?
Or the other place?
Or like an office. Just an office. So come with me and we'll have more fun.
Is this really how we're starting the show? Beautiful.
I'm a ray of sun. My top is bright yellow, if you can't see. I'm a ray of sunshine on an icy day in January. That's what you're getting here.
Either way, welcome along to Jenny and Ian's Feel Great podcast. Yes. We're going to be taking a look back at some of the best bits from Gem at Breakfast, including... You're not going to believe this. A man who has a real life superpower.
Yes, it's very exciting. And you have joined us on a very, very exciting Feel Great podcast episode because I'm going to attempt a world record live.
You're going to? What about I want to? I want to do one. We've discussed this already. We haven't spoke about this before the show, but I'm doing a world record.
Eden, I'm going to attempt a world record live, and we're going to be talking about some of the cutest things that your kids have ever said. Honestly, we are turning the cuteness up to 100.
You're going to love it, right? This is a live show, so if you're watching us on Facebook, comment along. We need you to be part of it just as much as us.
Yes, just feel free. Let's say a couple of quick hellos. Yep. Kaylee Hill is saying hello. Thank you.
Hi, Kaylee.
Jane Lee is saying hi. Oh, I like what Rachel Wildman's done.
What's she done?
She sent like a picture of a dog with its paw in the air.
What more could you want? And hello to Warren, who says, hey, how's you both? I'm good. How are you, Jenny?
Gail Robinson says, I'm very good, thank you. Gail Robinson says, hi from Cape Town.
Cape Town?
We have a listener from Cape Town.
That's quality. Right, let's get things started because Joe and Sparky, late last week, were talking about how car owners across the East Midlands and beyond are practically pimping their cars out.
Yes. Okay.
Pimping out their cars. Mm-hmm. These motor modifications are making drivers' lives apparently easier, making them for the better. And here's what Sparky witnessed.
I saw one of the greatest things I've seen, or something that would definitely help my mum in her vehicle as well. Imagine you're driving up to the car park barrier and you've not assessed the distance between your driver's window and the car park machine. Why is there nothing more embarrassing than slightly having to open your door, putting a foot out the door to get a ticket? Why is that like one of the most embarrassing things in the world? But it is. It's like the people behind you, like, oh, they're judging me. A woman has beaten this. She, in her car, carries barbecue tongs, right?
What?
In the cup holder, literally down to the... So you see her, she pulls up to a car park. She has the situation we've just talked about. She reaches down to her cup holder, takes out a pair of barbecue tongs, leans out the window. Barbecue tongs act as arm extension. Oh. Takes ticket. She just looks amazing. I'm like...
Grabs ticket with tongs.
I'm like, that's amazing. Joe, do you know what that is? She's practically pimped her ride.
Yep.
I love this.
Well, you're a bit weird, actually, because you've got things in your car.
I don't want to talk about my car, please, because what I'm doing is celebrating this lady in her tongs. Because as a 5'2" person, I get that sometimes you need an extension. But let's not talk about my car.
I want to talk about your car.
It is a trash heap, and I'll put my arms in the air. It's awful.
No, you have all sorts of stuff in your car.
Yes,
stuff that definitely shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of like pimping your car out and like things that are in it that could be useful, you've got a skateboard in your boot, haven't you?
Why are we bringing?
I mean, I don't know why that's useful.
I'm a 30-year-old professional woman. Why are we bringing?
But you,
number one, in my car?
I've never known you to ever ride a skateboard. Like, that's the first thing.
Because I can't.
Because you can't. So why is there a skateboard in your boot? And I think it's been there for 6 months.
Because if I break down, Ian, here we go. This is how I've pimped my ride. If I break down, I will sit on that and I will wheel myself to the next available person that can help me or place or garage.
And
I'll have a lovely time.
Are you sure it's not because you couldn't be bothered to take out your boot?
No, not at all.
Definitely nothing to do with that.
There are two things every single human being should have in their boot. And here we go. A skateboard for times like what I've just discussed and shopping bags. They are the two essentials for your car boot. Make sure you've got them.
You see, you mentioned shopping bags there.
Yes.
I have got I've got a bit of a confession.
Yeah.
This has been winding me up quite a lot recently because things you should have in your car, you say you should definitely have a shopping bag in your car at all times.
Everyone should have, like, one of the material ones, one of the nice, and you could get designs with them, like nice fabric ones, that kind of thing.
Last night, I went to Aldi.
Lovely.
Went to Aldi with my fiance.
Good choice.
And once again, I pulled up into the car park and I went, oh no, I've done it again. I've gone unarmed without any bags, right? And this is a regular occurrence for me. Like, in my kitchen, I counted them up. I opened up my under the kitchen cupboard and I have got 55 bags for life.
Okay, people like you make my blood boil. For a start, that's 10p a bag. And if there's 55, I can't do the maths. Newsreader Tom, you're here. What's that, £5.50 or £55?
Are you seriously asking
it's
that
£5.50, yes, darling, £5.50. Sorry, I just thought I'd include you in this.
Well done, sweetie. Thank you. Did the maths.
But it really irritates me when I see people walking around with plastic bags. Why are you doing this? We need to be saving the planet. Get yourself a material bag.
I know it's difficult for the environment. And it's difficult for me because when I get in my car, it's the last thing I'm thinking about is like, should I have brought that bag for life? But on the flip side, right, I moved house recently and I did it all pretty much with bags for life.
Oh my, no. So that was really, with a bag for life.
That was really helpful.
Oh, you move with a cardboard box.
I think.
My loft is full of bags for life, full of children's rubbish.
Yours
yeah, exactly.
Is?
Yep.
What is
See?
Going on, guys? You only
I
need
feel your
one.
Pain. Yeah. Feel your pain.
I will tell you why you only need one. Because it's a bag for life. If the thing breaks, you take it back to your supermarket and they replace it. Because it is a bag for life.
Doesn't say shopping bag for life, though, does it? You can use it for other things.
Bags for lives.
It's not saving lives.
Bags for lives.
Don't turn it like that. It's not that at all.
No, because here's what I think you should be able to do. I think you should be able to. I should be able to go under my kitchen sink, collect all of my 55 bags for life.
55.
Take them into the supermarket.
Yep.
And go, I want a refund.
Why would you do that? Why
and then
would that
I can
happen?
Swap 55, get my £5.50, and then I'll buy one and I'll keep it forever because I've learned my lesson.
Do you know what they would say? They would say, if you only need one, why have you got 55? And they'd say, this is on you, you silly, silly man.
Well,
that's what they would
say. If you've got a shopping trolley full of stuff and you need three bags for life to fit all your stuff in there.
That's such a good point.
Okay, this is why, and I will say it again, I'm glad you asked that question, Tom. Thank you. You should have a boot full of material bags. That's what you should have.
Is that what I should do?
Yes, just nice. I've got a teal one. I've got a duck egg blue. They go together. I line them all up in my shopping trolley and I'm not buying any plastic. I'm not wasting people's time and I'm not filling my cupboard with stuff I don't need.
Louisa has asked on Facebook, do you need 55 bags?
No, Louisa. What kind of a question
is that?
That's
not what I'm saying. I don't need them, but you never know. You never know.
Right. Better to have too many than too few.
I agree.
Why are you siding with Ian? Come on.
He's paying me now. You know how I've been doing this segment,
yes,
which we're going to get onto in a second, yeah, for free this whole time? Ian started paying me so that I side with him on stuff.
Yeah, I have.
That's completely...
I mean, I'm keeping it on the down low, though, so you won't notice.
That's
whenever
complete...
he needs a bag for life, I'm going to hook him up. I've got endless supply.
I need the one. Right. This is what we do in Newsreader Tom. It's meant to make you feel great.
Gents, feel great news.
It doesn't. It'll make you feel, I would say...
All right.
Okay.
It'll make you feel adequate.
Feel all right news with Tom.
Would you like to get the voiceover change for that?
Yes. Could
no.
we, Producer Pete, could we change that from feel great news to maybe just this? I felt great, then I heard from Tom,
yeah,
now I'm a little bit unsure.
Okay,
like,
right
that
then.
That would work
okay
as a title.
Okay.
No, see,
next Wednesday, you come up with new production.
No.
We'll try it. We'll see how it works.
No, because that's not what I want to do. I want you to step your game up.
No.
Yeah, this isn't
honours. It's your
job. Yeah,
no,
you're right, Ian. This isn't honours. This is you. You're meant to be making us feel great. Let's go for it. Let's see what you got today.
So half of workers admit they avoid making themselves a hot drink so they don't have to include their colleagues in the round. Okay. A study of 2,000 adults has also found that 4 out of 5 of us find office small talk annoying, especially when it involves football or children. So speaking of which, who's looking forward to the match tonight? You looking forward to Burton and Man City?
No.
Does anyone else work in an office, though, where there's a load of grown men, a.k.a. Ian, Tom, other people. I'll name them. James. I'll name them, right?
Yep.
Dom. All love wrestling.
True.
And wrestling seems to be like the thing that you all talk about a lot. Yes, I do find that annoying. If
I've
that's
got some pictures of my
me
kids you can see today.
Yeah,
if
and
you
this,
like.
This
they've been out in the snow.
You have.
They've been out in the snow. It's been lovely.
You have angels. You have the two cutest kids I've ever seen in my entire life, Tom.
But you
and your partner,
they're
coming. Beautiful. But I don't need to see everything. Like, you know, if they have spaghetti hoops,
yeah,
I don't care. Like, you don't need to show me a video of that. So I do think this is...
Oh, I like the spaghetti hoops.
You don't, because you say when he's not here that you don't like it. So be honest.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
No, I don't believe that, Ian. Not from you.
I hate
he's
making...
He's paying me.
I hate making people hot drinks.
Yeah, but this is what Ian does, and I know your secret. He makes them terribly on purpose. He fills it halfway. Oh. He doesn't put enough milk in. He doesn't do the sugar. He doesn't do anything right, because I think you're hoping that you never get asked again because you do a poor job.
It's not. It's just because, you know, it's a lot quicker to fill up the kettle with only one cup of tea worth of water.
I mean, that's
environmentally friendly as well.
I'm a man on the move, you know, rocking and rolling. You've got to keep the pace up.
Where are you going to?
Just, you know, making my cup of tea and coming back to my desk. You've got to keep riding.
We sit on Instagram and laugh at memes. And
those haircuts don't have themselves.
Yeah, right, yes.
They don't. I've got to go get the ultimate fade every so often. Things like that. You got to do it.
Can I just do a confession now?
Yes.
Since I've worked at Gem, which was October 2016 I started here.
Oh, good day.
I have made one round of brews.
Is that something to be proud of? This is not feel great again.
This isn't one feel round great.
Of brews. That's, I feel great about that. I don't even know the recipe.
I'm actually shocked and disgusted. I can't believe that you've admitted that.
One round of brews.
You want to admit that right here, right now?
He's well chuffed with himself.
None
isn't
of
he?
This. None of this is feel.
Do you
great.
Feel? Do you feel great? At
I
all?
Feel great. I made you? You. I've made you feel great today. And if you feel, if you I, if you say that I haven't, then you're both lying.
Well, we've asked on Facebook: right. Is Tom News making you feel great?
No one ever says yes to that.
Well,
because
no one's commented. No,
no one's got any taste.
Zero.
Producer Pete, seriously, right? The, can we rethink this segment?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Maybe we do. Producer Pete's feel lovely news next time, or yeah. Like, or a little story with Producer Pete. Like maybe things yeah. Like that will make you feel nice.
Story time with
story
Producer
time
Pete.
Story time with Producer Pete.
Let's do that next
okay,
week.
Okay, well, yeah? I'll see you later then. Sorry,
Tom.
For me.
No, we shouldn't have this conversation in front of Tom. Sorry. Thanks. Tom,
no, it's
Tom.
All right.
That was great. Off
it's
you
all
pop.
Right. They this is the up. Highlight of my day.
Yeah, well.
I don't have many friends. I don't have many interests.
Stop it, you do.
I come in to
stop
spend time
this.
With you guys. I come in to spend time with you guys, and this is still the highlight of my day. I don't care what you say, I'm fine.
No, just in case you're wondering, he is actually fine. He does this all the time. Yeah, you see, look at
he's
him walking.
He's a very
out.
Happy man.
Let's move on, because Joe from Gem at Breakfast shared a story from the weekend, right? That would fill everyone with dread. Imagine yourself coming home to this.
Went out shopping, food shop, big shop, at Tesco's.
Right.
Got home, and as I was unpacking, I could hear drip, drip. Even more terrifying, it was coming out of the light fitting
what?
In the kitchen.
Wow.
And
no.
I was like, no. Hang on, what? I don't know what's happening here. And then I rang an emergency plumber, and he said, I'm 20 minutes away. I'm go.
The real heroes. They're not. Yeah. They don't all wear uniforms or capes.
He's on his way. And then I went back upstairs because I was like, I just don't know what to do. I don't know where it's coming from. And that's when I realised that I'd been bleeding the radiators earlier.
Oh, right.
And the radiator in my bedroom above the kitchen, I'd not closed
you've not keyed it back.
And as he approached the door, I said, very sheepishly, I think I've called you out in error. Oh, no. And cool. He said, yeah, you've left that open.
Oh, no. I mean, what do you say after that? Do you say thanks for coming? Are you sure you have to pay some sort of administration charge or like...
I don't know, but...
Petrol money?
I completely sympathise with Joe in this. Comment along, right? Have you ever called someone out in error? Please make Joe feel better. And me, because I've done this before. Okay?
You're out of order then, because I think what Joe should have done then is gone, sorry for wasting your time, it's full whack.
No, because it cannot be helped. And what was she meant to do, sit and wait? No, she cracked on with it and just so happened that she managed to sort it.
When have you done this?
So I saw, this isn't funny, so let's not laugh. So take that grin off your face right now.
I'm not laughing.
I will be very insensitive if I laugh along to this.
Yeah.
So I sold, a record player, an old vintage record player on eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not something you can pop in the post because it's delicate. Turns out quite delicate, right?
So it's a collect-yourself jobby?
Yeah, so this guy was like really excited. He was like, I've been looking for this kind of record player for years. I'll come down, I'll drive down, I'll give you the cash, which is great, because then eBay don't take the little cut and it's all good. And so I'm like, right, here's my address. Turns out he's got about a 2-hour round trip. He's in Sheffield. So he's driving down from Sheffield. It's a weekday, so I imagine he's taking the day off work to come and get it.
Oh, no.
He's absolutely buzzing. So I like polish it off. I make it all really nice for when he comes, and I'm really happy with myself. I'm holding it. I'm running down the stairs, and I'm just, one of my ankles buckled. Again, not my fault. Sometimes it just happens. My ankle buckled. I fell. I slammed it into the banister. Again, accidentally, not my fault. What I did was just cracked the entire bottom of this record player. No. And this is when this guy's about 5 minutes away. He's giving me his ETAs around the corner. And I'm like,
Oh my word.
I think I've called him out in error. So he gets to the door and bless him, he was so polite. But I was like, I am so sorry. I said to him, I knock a tenner off. And he was like, don't.
Well, you don't want it. It's broken.
Yeah, he was like, I don't care if it's £10 cheaper. I can't use it anymore because it's absolutely ruined. And I went, all right, £15, but you
this
drive
is silly,
a hard bargain.
Because what should have been happening here is you should have been offering him money.
Why?
You should have been saying, I am so sorry for wasting your time. Like Joe should have done. Here's your petrol money.
How is any of this mine or Joe's fault?
Because
how is any
tripped.
Of this our fault?
Well, Joe left the radiator thing turned on, right. So it's leaking.
Right.
And you tripped down the stairs.
I think if Joe was sat right here right now, you wouldn't be as cruel to her. I think what you're doing is...
Yeah, I would. Maybe I wouldn't. I'd probably say, yeah.
So look, all I'm saying is it happens sometimes. And the guy was nice. And I mean, he didn't say a lot. He did shut the door quite abruptly and off he went. But he had a nice drive out to Nottingham.
Doesn't surprise me. Did he slam the door?
Well, I said to him things like, while you're in Nottingham, try Annie's Burger Shack. It's delicious.
Gonna...
Like I thought, go to Woollerton Park and have a look at Woollerton Hall. It's stunning. While you're here, have a look at the local sites. Mark Eaton Park's lovely on your way out towards you. But no, I think he probably just went home and I got bad feedback on eBay as well. So
surprises
I'm the
me.
Real
Stay away
loser,
from eBay. Stay away from Gumtree. Stay away from your stairs in general.
Yes.
Right, on Monday, Joe and Sparky were asking you what your superpowers are and how the places you work have basically made you a new member of the X-Men.
Nothing quite prepared us for Sam's superpower. So Sam got in touch with Joe and Sparky. For you watching on Facebook Live, right, we've got a treat because we have a video where you can see this superpower in action. Are we ready to play the video?
Let's do it. Let's go.
Prove it. What's your superpower that you've derived from your job?
So I own a shoe shop in Ilkeston, and through repeating the process thousands of times, I can tie a shoelace in just over a second.
3, 2, 1. Done.
What? That sounds like some sort of record. That's a shoelace.
From start to finish.
What? The bunny ears and everything.
From start to finish.
3, 2, 1. Done.
Sam, it's 3 seconds because it's 3 steps. It's, you know, hand bitten each side, cross, through, over, bunny ears and round. How are you doing
no,
that?
You don't do the bunny ears, though. You don't, what you do is you loop it round one finger to create one bunny ear and then push it through and pull it really tight, really quick to create the other bunny ear.
This
you don't
man.
Spend time creating 2 bunny ears.
Do not.
Don't waste
this is a
time.
Tip, guys, if you're going for the record at home.
Time.
Sam, where's your shop? What's your
Ilkeston. Show me shoes in Ilkeston.
We need to get to Ilkeston. I need my shoes tied by this man.
That was lightning fast.
Do you have a superpower that you've either like gained through what you do for a living or you had it and it contributes to what you do for a living? Comment along, please, because this is amazing. But before we get on to like hours, Ian,
yeah.
I want to try it. I really want to try it.
Oh, you're not top. Did you see how fast his hands were moving? He was doing loop-de-loops. He was doing bunny ears. He was doing all sorts.
Can we give
one second.
Can we give it a go?
Producer Pete, have
you
got
you
get a timer?
Right, I have got lace-up boots on. Right, so what I'm going to do is...
Feel free to try along watching as well, right? See if you can beat 1 second, I'll be
okay.
Majorly impressed.
Now, I'm going to put my... Oh, dear, this is not the best angle.
You all right?
Okay, no, it's fine. I'm just trying to...
All right, here we go.
Right, what I will say is I've got, like, gravity and
watch your head.
Circumstance against me right now because I am wearing a dress, so I'm just trying to be very coy here. okay. Can I pre-knot it? Or did he knot and he knotted and bowed it in the same second,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, you can't pre-knot it.
No, this is absolutely ludicrous. How does he do this?
So you've got a second. Do you want me to tell you when you finished and the time, or do you want me to stop when
what is it?
1.4 seconds.
Can I count you in?
Okay.
When I say go. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Wait for me to say go.
Done.
Then. You had to wait for me to sit
down. No, because that's probably the quick... Right, because you're messing around. That's probably the quickest I'm ever going to do
that
it.
That was 3.6 seconds.
No, yeah. That was very quick. You're messing
again.
Around, so
Let's
now I've
again.
Ruined it.
You've got to wait for me to say go if we're going to do this properly.
Don't mess around.
All right, here we go.
I bet now I can't... You know when like you can't ever recreate something again as good as it was?
So if you've just
tuned in...
I'm annoyed
at you now.
Lovely fella called Sam can tie his shoelaces in 1 second. Can Jenny do anywhere near that? Here we go. 3, 2, 1... Go!
Done.
Wow.
Well, that's very quick.
How
Let's
fast
have a
was
look.
That?
Let's have a look. Did you pre-knot it?
No.
1.6.
I'm close! I'm close! Is it boring if I go again or...
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, no.
That was good.
I'm close. Right, I'll give it a bit of practice. This guy's been working in a shoe shop for years. That's just the second attempt.
I was actually...
And can I just say, acrylic nails. Bet he's not got them to contend with. So.
Oh, that's cheating then.
No.
Disqualified.
That's going to make it harder, if anything, because you've got to get the loop past the nails.
No, you've got more of a grip. My superpower at work is that I am probably one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Right. So get to this.
What do you mean?
No, you are a fantastic rapper.
No, I'm not one of the greatest rappers of all time. But because, like, you know, we have to use our vocals.
Yeah.
I've never used it properly before on air.
Yeah.
Because you won't let me, and producer Pete won't let me, and the bosses at Gem won't let me.
It's never going to happen, is it? No.
But I have got a hidden super ability, and that is that I am a really good rapper.
And the thing is, so you talk for a living, and you don't have to go as fast as when you rap. And when you're talking on the radio, you don't even have to make it rhyme.
Exactly.
So that's better, isn't it?
What's yours?
You got one? I don't know. I'm good at a tongue twister.
Go on then.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
No, fair play. That was good. That was actually good. I like that. Jay Nichol, right? Check out Jay Nichol on Facebook. This is his superpower. I'm rapid with a ratchet. Engineer.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's
Skills.
Good. Very
Skills.
Good. Louisa Bailey saying, well done on my shoe not doing. Thank you. Now, so... This speed that he can tie shoelaces at, he is actually on world record pace.
It's incredible!
Because, right, the world record for the most shoelaces tied in 1 minute is 31 shoelaces. So if he can do it in 1.4, he is on world record pace. So if he can just keep bashing them out like that, he could beat this world record, which is exciting because we all know I'm going to be a record breaker.
I'm going to be a record breaker.
If you were listening to our Saturday show last weekend, thank you. We do a show every Saturday, 9 till 1pm.
Yeah, we do.
And I said in 2019, I'm going to make it my goal. I feel like I'm underachieving to my full potential as a human being, so I want to smash a world record. And I got really excited about this. And then Ian jumped on it and went, I'm going to break a world record as well.
Yeah, because I actually am going to break a world record.
All right, this is... very annoying. So if you tuned in right now, you are nothing but lucky because what you're about to witness
is me breaking a world record.
You're not going to do it. I'm doing it.
All right, okay.
I'm doing this, okay? So the one I want to break is the fastest time to eat a muffin.
Funnily enough, producer Peter's just given me a muffin.
Yeah, because we've planned to do this because I'm going to break a record, but I'm not including you in the planning because I know what you like and you'll sabotage it.
It's really funny because I'm holding a muffin right now.
I need that muffin for my record.
But is this a vegan muffin? Because Jenny's vegan. So is this a vegan muffin? Because if it's not, can I...
Pete, we didn't talk about this.
Oh, this looks so
good. Is it a vegan muffin?
You still doing that?
Yes,
I could eat the muffin.
Sorry, am I still living a plant-based life? Yes, I am.
Muffin might... not, well, it's definitely
well,
not
no meat
vegan.
In this.
There's dairy in it, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Pete, come on, dude. We planned this.
Maybe next time?
No, because this is really annoying. I was going to break a world. The record, right, is 28.18 seconds to eat a muffin. I can 100% do that. You looking right now, you're probably like, yeah, that's really easy. I was going to smash that. Sabotage!
So
are you two in cahoots? Is this what's happening?
Are you not doing it then?
Well, I can't, can I? Because it's not vegan.
That's awkward because there's so many people watching. You've sold it. Like you're about to do it.
Why are you smiling? You're liking this,
well,
aren't you?
Well, funnily enough, luckily, I don't need no props at
you're not,
all.
No, you're not doing one I'm not doing one.
Yeah, I am, right? I could break a world record. And this is something that I think I might have already broken just unofficially because Guinness haven't been there to witness this, right?
I don't want... can I go... I need a wee.
Just
can I go
on.
To the loo? I don't like
there.
This bit. I
you
don't want to do this.
You can't go for a week. You press the buttons. You know that, right? A couple of weeks ago, I was at a wrestling event, right? And I did... a wolf whistle towards the end of the show. Twitter blew up, right?
None of this happened, by the way. He's feeding you fibs.
People are writing articles about it.
No one wrote an article about your whistle.
Like, championships were won on this event. Like, there were some incredible matches, but all anybody was talking about was, I think there's a guy in the audience with the loudest whistle in the world.
None of this happened.
It did.
At any point in the night. Right, so what is the current world record for the loudest whistle?
You asking me now?
Yeah.
The loudest whistle is actually 125 dB. I think that's decibels.
Oh my God, you don't even know the details.
So that is
Ian.
The current world record for the loudest
whistle.
It's
so annoying because you don't need props and you don't need them to be vegan friendly.
Luckily
this is
for
so
me,
annoying.
Producer Pete came prepared. He's downloaded an app that measures the decibels of a whistle.
You two sabotage me. This isn't fun.
So are we ready to do this?
So you're going to do a really loud whistle. I would step away from the microphone because we want people that are listening and watching to continue listening and watching.
So first thing I want to say before I do this is if you are listening on the podcast or if you're watching live on Facebook and you value your hearing, I would turn it down because this is going to be really loud.
Matthew Roebuck says, do it, do it, do it.
Matthew, it's coming.
So you've got to beat 125 dB.
Oh, Louisa says I can have a bite of the muffin. So let me just do that first. Hold on.
Yeah, do that, because that's going to make it really easy to whistle now, you absolute idiot.
It's really moist.
It's disgusting, because now we have to wait and listen to him eat that until he can do his silly little whistle. We could just move on.
There we go.
Shall we move on?
Here we go. Hold on. Prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, moisture.
Stop doing that. I don't want to hear any moisture from your mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ian Chip. Bring the mic up. Bring the mic up.
It's just funny because I can drop your mic at any time.
Is Ian Chambers.
Yeah.
And I'm about to drop something on you that's going to blow you mad. This is something Alex called the world's loudest whistle.
I hate this. Don't stop doing that.
You've got to have the right moisture.
Stop doing that and also stop saying that word.
Moisture. Here we go. 3, 2.
What did we hit?
Let's talk decibels, baby.
We peaked at 94.
Right, not even close. 125.
Give me another go.
One last go.
It's the muffin.
Because I'm sure everyone is fascinated by this.
It's the muffin.
It's the muffin, right.
Here we go.
That's why you should be vegan.
3, 2.
That one was quieter.
It was a bit louder. Talk 90, to me. 97.
I can do that. I was practicing a bit in my own time.
Right, we'll move on. Sorry. What we will do is on Saturday, we'll come back to this. I'll have a vegan muffin and we'll try it again. I apologise for getting you all excited for something. I just apologise for Ian in general. Now, this week has been a very, very exciting week. You know I love the moon. You know I love charging my crystals. You know I love all lunar things, all lunar activity. And it was a super blood wolf moon lunar eclipse. We had Jupiter eclipse and Venus and all this stuff.
Wow.
And now we're in retrograde. It's very, very, very exciting.
It's not very exciting. I don't care at all. Like, super blood wolf moon, the lunar eclipse, all that sort of stuff. Leave it as it is. I don't care about any of that.
Well, we are leaving it as it is, but it's just fantastic what's happening above us.
But there's something more fantastic, and it's happening on our planet, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of the moon, newsreader Tom, who was here a little bit earlier.
Making us all feel average.
The feel all right news. He's got a daughter. He's got a daughter called Ruby. She's absolutely adorable, right? And she has called the moon her boyfriend.
Oh.
Right? Look at this picture. It is on our Facebook Live right now as we speak. Every time she sees the moon, she thinks the moon is her new boyfriend. She calls him Cheeky Moon, whenever she sees him. She goes, hello, Cheeky Moon.
She thinks, and that little picture there, if you're just listening, I'll describe it. The moon is on the TV, and this tiny little human, this gorgeous little girl, she's hugging the telly because the moon's on it, and it's her Cheeky Moon boyfriend. I'll be honest, the moon is my boyfriend, but I'm willing to share in this instance.
The moon's not your boyfriend.
It is a little bit.
So we want to know, right, the cutest thing your kids have ever said.
I've got a couple of examples of this. Please comment these. Just really, really, really show off about how cute your kids are because it's so lovely and heartwarming. My friend SJ, she's recently got engaged to Sparky from Gem at Breakfast. Gem and Sparky, woo! It's great. It's lovely. And they got engaged at Christmas and she's a school teacher. So she was off over Christmas and she came back and the kids noticed her ring and she said, I got engaged at Christmas. I got a ring for Christmas. So they all think that she's marrying Santa.
that is too cute.
How cute is that? They put two and two together and they think she's going to be Mrs. Claus.
It makes me... I loved being a kid.
Oh, it's
like,
just...
Isn't it good being a kid? Because you just take everything at face value.
Yeah, the way they think... And here's another example, right? My friend Mark, he's got a daughter and he had to take her to the doctors recently and obviously she wasn't enjoying it. She wasn't very well. Yeah. She was having a hard time, bless her. So she walks into the doctor's room and it was a new doctor. Mark said, even he was a bit like, wow, she was absolutely beautiful. Yeah. She had long blonde hair, big blue eyes. She was a bit of like a surfer chick. She had like beads on and all this. And his daughter walked in and she was a bit shy and she sat down and she went... Are you a mermaid? Oh, gosh! I wish a kid would ask me if I was a mermaid.
Hold on, Mavericks has commented on Facebook. It's not as nice as being called a mermaid. Maverick said, his kid asked him, "Are you really my dad?"
Right.
And that's, I mean, it's still quite cute.
That is cute.
Check this out from Francesca. "When I was pregnant with my youngest, I asked my eldest, who was 4 at the time, if she was hoping for a little brother or a little sister. She said, I want the baby to be a fairy."
Oh, stop it.
That's too cute.
Because that can't happen, but they can dream. It's so nice. Erin, she told her mum, she'd been trumping all the way home after school. She'd been trumping lots. Bless her, kids do that. Ian does that. And she told her mum that she was worried because she'd ran out of trumps. They're never coming back, mum.
Every day I hope that one day you'll run out. It'd make my working environment so much better.
What he's saying is a lie. Don't do that.
Clear air is all we want.
That's not funny. We don't stop talking about clear air.
Speaking about pumping legends, here he is.
Phil
the pig. The little pumping pig has just walked into the studio. He's trotted in because this is mine and your favourite part of the show where we play the greatest game in radio history.
Yes, this is Phil the Pig. Now, we play this with you every single Saturday from midday. And we've got loads of jingles. We've got loads of songs that we've made up. But because this is on Facebook right now as well, we're not actually allowed to play that music, which is a real shame.
It's really annoying.
But we could do a live rendition.
Yeah.
So should we give that a go? Can we just say Producer Pete, his job is snorting and he was up all night worrying because you've had a cold.
Yeah, I have. I was worried I wasn't going to be able to do the noises.
We wouldn't have done the game. We wouldn't have played otherwise.
We wouldn't be doing this entire Feel Great podcast if Producer Pete wasn't able to snort for us. So, but you think you're all right.
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm good.
Are you ready to oink your socks off?
I can oink.
Here we go.
If there's a coffin fit halfway through, it's Producer Pete just giving it his all.
A three, a two, a three, two, one, go. Feel the pig. Feel the pig. Let's play Phil. We're playing Phil. This is Phil the Pig.
Round of applause for Producer Pete.
Well done, you made it.
Holding it down.
This is the greatest game in radio history.
This is how it works. We want to guess what animal your pet is after hearing only its name.
We get to ask you 3 yes or no questions.
There's only one rule. Your pet can't be a cat or a dog. As much as we love cats and dogs, it makes the game a bit too easy, which actually we could use.
Yeah, we could really use that. We could do with some cats and dogs because our current success rate is 44% since the start of 2019. And Producer Pete is currently monitoring our progress on this game because apparently if we don't get above a 50% win rate,
something bad's going to happen.
Something bad's there's talk that they might get rid of Phil the Pig.
It won't get rid of completely, but there will be rules that are implemented.
I like the rules as they are, though.
I don't want any more rules. I don't want that.
But we'll see how we go.
You wait for the revolt if that happens, honestly. There'll be a human circle.
Yeah, there will.
Around. There'll be a human chain. Around Gem of people just protesting. Like, we want Phil the Pig back. You try and take away our Phil the Pig. But we do need to do well.
We are on an upward spike at the minute, though, because this time last week we were on 33% success. And now we're on 44%. Let's do this. We've got 2 players on the phone right now ready to go. Hello, who's there?
It's Tony and Colette.
Hello. Hi, Tony and Colette. How are you two?
We're fine, thank you.
Good. Guys, what would you say is the greatest game in radio history?
Of course,
Phil the Pig. Yeah.
Can we get you two to oink together for us on this podcast? We've got sound effects in the background, so I can't work out if that was you oinking or like a sound effect of a pig.
Let's go again.
Yeah, there it was.
They are the gentlest, most lovely little oinks I've ever heard.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Colette and Tony, what is the name of your pet?
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Right.
Boo.
Right. Does this mean this could be Ian?
Boo.
A scary pet? I don't know.
No, I think it could be like a little white thing.
Oh, like a ghost. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
Yeah. Okay, let's think about this. Does Boo live indoors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boo lives indoors.
Sorry, that's just my cockerel.
That was just my cow. Do you know, like, the 5... Earlier in the show, we're talking about carrier bags that you get from, like, Asda, Sainsbury's, Aldi, whatever. Do you know, like, the small 5p carrier bags? Never do this. Nobody ever do this. But could Boo fit inside one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. But again, small. Never do that.
Never, ever do that.
No. Small, lives indoors. Let's...
Boo!
Does Boo have...
Come on.
I don't know.
You haven't got a question?
I don't know. I'm panicking.
Think. Let's go. Let's take the leg avenue. This is why we're on such a...
Does Boo have four legs?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So we know
this
that it's a small animal that lives indoors on four legs. So we've got a couple to choose from. When I say a couple, I mean 30, probably.
In my mind right now, I've got two.
Boo. Let's think about Boo.
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 Boo. Four legs.
How old are you, Tony?
I am 31, but I don't look like it.
Okay, right.
And how old are you, Colette?
Right.
No, that was very rude of you.
Sorry. That's a stupid
just trying
thing
to think
ask,
because
Jenny.
Sometimes like age can different parts of your life you have different pets. What I'm doing, Ian, it's called clutching at straws, and that's what I'm trying to do here.
Right, I've got it.
You've just asked another question.
No, because producer P didn't notice that. So don't worry about it, guys. It's fine.
Oh, right, yeah. Right, I've got this, Colette and Tony. Here we go. Because I really need to get this right. Are you happy for me to take this?
Yeah, because I have nothing.
Is your pet Boo a ferret?
What?
No.
Of course it's not a ferret. Why are they... Why?
Quack, quack.
Oh, what? Is it a duck?
No.
Oh.
just to clarify, do ducks have four legs, Jenny, or...?
Right, I'm sorry. I thought they were making quacking noises. Colette and Tony, what's Boo?
Boo is a hamster.
A hamster? Oh. We should have listened to Maverick Saunders on Facebook who said hamster.
Why didn't we listen to Maverick Saunders on Facebook?
Why is your hamster called Boo?
He's white.
He's this long-haired black hamster and he's scared of him.
He's
got him, so we're called him Boo.
Oh, he's scared. Oh, bless.
I will have a picture and send it online for you to have a look at him.
Please do.
Yeah, tweet us at Play Gem Radio. That would be wonderful if you can.
Thanks, Colette and Tony. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cheers, ladies. Bye.
Oh, no.
Well, does that... Please say that doesn't put us back on...
33%.
Does it?
We're back on 33%.
That just feels quite severe.
We can always bring it back on Saturday, though. There's still time to bring it back.
What we could do with is, like, just pets that are named after the animal they are.
Yeah, we could do that.
I just think that would be fairer for us. I think the whole game would go better.
Yeah, so let's ask. If you've got a duck called Duck, if you've got a hamster called Hammy...
Hey, a tarantula called Tarantula.
Or Ranchula.
Ranchula.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because that... We'd probably get that.
Just get in touch. Drop us a message or give us a text.
Yeah, just comment along on Facebook. Just put the name of your pet. We'll get in touch with you and we'll sort you out to play Phil the Pig with us either Saturday or next Wednesday.
Now, if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, make sure... you subscribe. Make sure you hit 5 stars because nothing less will do.
Who wants 4?
Nobody wants 4.
No, not us.
And leave us a review. Thank you so much for listening to Jenny and Ian's Feel Great podcast. I hope you feel a little bit better.
That's it. Now, why don't we leave on like a word of wisdom to get us to Saturday morning 9 o'clock when you can join us again. Come on, Ian. What's your like thought of the day?
Love is all around us.
I'm really sorry that this ended on such a gross level.
You asked me to say something beautiful.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Gem Feel Great podcast. Hear more by listening to Gem on 106 FM and DAB across the East Midlands and across the UK on the Gem app and your smart speakers. Gem.